Hello, welcome to INSS podcast series. In this program, we will have an interview with Yaron Ashkenazi, founder and managing partner of Oz Ventures, sponsors of the Institute's annual conference that will be held on March 7th. We will hear from him what brought him, a member or a veteran of the defense establishment, to missions abroad and later on to establish an Israeli-Canadian venture capital group, Oz Ventures. The group invests in companies that develop technology that has both security and civilian applications from the inceptions and beyond. About three years ago, the group, in cooperation with IDF Industries, Mafat, and the security services in general, launched a unique project for the establishment and germination of groundbreaking technology companies. We will talk with him about the world of content, knowledge, and entrepreneurship and networking that actually persists in the activity of the projects and the group in general. And also, we will discuss with him the ramifications of October the 7th events on civilian level and military level, both together in Israel and beyond. Hello, Yaron, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Yaron. Privileged to be here.
What led you to this world, the wide world of international entrepreneurship and, in general, playing on the large field of technologies, high-tech, and networks?
So I would say that it is a combination of my past, my history. Immediately after the army, I was recruited to the Israel Security Agency, what we call the Shabak, and I led the security team of the Prime Minister of Israel for a few good years. Later on, I was sent to study law and do some project of the security agency in Europe. I came back, and after acquiring the certificate of a lawyer, I decided to move to the high-tech sector. I was in the high-tech sector for a few good years, and then I was recruited to a completely different direction, which at the end of the day, I would say all this history closed in a circle. I was recruited to Yad Vashem to build and to manage for them the fundraising division. I did it for 10 years in Israel and then 10 years in Canada. I'm always saying that this is my second mission in life after the security agency. And then I decided about 7.5 years ago to move back to the high-tech sector, and I established Oz Venture. Oz Venture, the name stands for security, for resilience, for safety. The name is coming from the Bible. And the idea of our investment company was to focus on the most advanced deep tech AI multi-use solutions. What I mean by that is that all these technologies, on one hand, going to serve the defense authorities on a national level and international level, and at the same time, they're going to bring revolutionary solution to the civil market. So this is kind of the history, the journey that led me to this point 7.5 years ago. Today, we are managing almost $405 million. We invested more than $1 billion, $250 million and more, in 35 technologies in Israel, in the cyberspace and quantum and photonics and biosecurity and many other areas, as far as they have to be all the time in the multi-purpose structure.
Or dual use, as you say.
Yes.
Basically, you create connections between investors on the one hand and companies or projects in general that can actually facilitate or even produce those products that are dual use. And the emphasis is on technological industries. And my question is, how does it work in the real world? And what is the added value in the activity of your group in creating such a technological hub?
So I would say that about 7.5 years ago, when I mentioned to my partner that we're going to invest in what is called, or what is defined as multi-use or purple use or dual use technologies, everyone was asking me if I really believe that we're going to be able to raise capital for this purpose. I'm talking about 7.5 years ago. I promised my partners that we're going to build a structure, a formula that's going to be a win-win situation for the defense authorities and the civil market at the same time. And how we did it? Basically, it's much more than connection. What we are doing, we have special, I would say, very deep kind of relationship with Mafat and the other agencies in Israel and now also outside Israel. With this relationship, we are trying to figure out what are the gap and necessities that the agencies and the special units are facing. Now, it's quite obvious in our, I would say, sector that the civil technologies are trying to catch up always the gaps between them and the technologies and the solution that exists with the defense authorities. And what we are doing, we are in dialogue with the defense authorities to try to understand what are the gap and necessities that they are facing. Once we understood, once we are understanding what are the gap and necessities, then we're searching the global market, Israel and outside Israel, in an attempt to find technologies and solutions that exist already or might exist for these gap and necessities. In a case that we're finding a technology, we are vetting it and due diligence it and then deciding if to invest in that. And again, the technology will provide solutions for the defense authorities and at the same time for the civil market. But something very interesting is all these situations where we are unable to find technology solution for these gaps and necessities. And what we are doing at this stage, we are basically collecting and recruiting veterans from the agencies, from the technology units, veterans of special units that are not technology units, with people and leaders that know how to move and how to lead projects from many other, I would say, sections and units in the agencies, people from the business sector, people from the financial sector, get them together, providing them residency in our office for 2 years, providing them a very intensive mentorship program to allow them to be professional and quickly to reach realization, and surrounding them with our active capital team. Our active capital strategy means that we are basically helping the companies on a day-by-day basis, on a weekly basis, monthly basis, to move forward with their outreach plan, with their business plan, with their SaaS model, with their AI structure, with their IP protection. We're helping them to connect themselves to resellers and integrators and clients all over the world with our active capital team. And eventually we are connecting them to the secondary and the M&A entities. In this way, we are able to take a technology, I would say by the name Pentera, automatic penetration test, 4.5 years ago, two leaders, exceptional guys. One that is coming from the IT and the cyber space already with few exits, and another partner that is, I would say, one of the leading technology experts in the area of penetration tests that serve more than 25 years in the Israeli special units. And what he did manual penetrations for sensitive entities in the state of Israel. They got together about 4.5 years ago and they built an automatic penetration test. And when we understood from the agencies that there is a need, but it's not only the agencies, also the civil market, indicate to us very clearly, the banking industry, the financial industry, that they need to do automatic penetration tests, and this is the next generation for them 4.5 years ago. We succeed to find this, I would say, two entrepreneurs. We searched the market globally. We found that basically 7 amazing companies, 5 of them in the United States and 2 of them here in Israel. And after another vetting, we figure out that all of them are really doing simulation and not automatic penetration test. We supported this company, invested in them, helped them to get into the market in North America and globally, helped them to connect themselves to financial institutions. And today, partners like Blackstone and Insight Partners and KI and Evolution join us in this journey. And the company that started as 2 entrepreneurs 4.5 years ago, 4 years ago, today is a company that already crossed the $1 billion valuation with more than 850 clients all over the world, and revenue that is very respectable and lead them to be, I would say, a very successful company.
And that's only one example, and it's fascinating to hear about how the world of technologies and the companies abroad is brought into the realm of the security industry inside Israel. And we want to discuss this in the context of October the 7th, the atrocities and the war that went on and actually is still going on. And I want to ask you, what should be the role of technology in the first place as part of the failure that was so, I would say, drastic in the case of October the 7th, and also in solutions, in creating solutions to the problems that were illustrated in this event, and in general, in the security realm in Israel?
It's an excellent question, Yaron. I would say that I would like to start with an episode. Immediately after October 7, I flew back to here from Canada to try to see how we can help the national, I would say, efforts on the side of Israel. And I started to get phone calls from our supporters, from our investors. And they asked me, are you sure that Israel is a startup nation? And I said to them, I really need to spend a few more days to try to understand what happened here. And after a few days, I got back to them. And I said to them that I believe that the technology was there. The interpretation of the technology and the indication was wrong. It was, I would say, a wrong strategy assumption. It was arrogancy. And that the combination of these two things led us to this crisis, this terrible events. Back to your question, Yaron, I think that the technology should continue to be the leading, I would say, factor in the ability of the state of Israel or any other democratic state all over the world to get indication in advance about a catastrophe that's supposed to happen. I would say that these technologies has to be merged into two verticals at least. One is the what we call the OSINT, the human side, and one is the technology side. Both of them together have to provide the indication to the professional agencies and the units to be able to analyze what is going to happen. And this is something that is a top priority, definitely was a top priority before October 7 and should be top priority after October 7 for the state of Israel.
And the last thing I would like to ask you about is the story of connection between communities such as the Jewish communities abroad and in general between different communities, a world that seems to be more communal, crossing national borders than political based on states alone. What can you learn, or what can you tell us that you have already learned from your group's experience in this regard, and how the world works today in comparison to how things went on years ago?
I would say, and I would argue strongly, that what we see around us is that right is wrong and wrong is right. I would argue very strongly that we can see how we are not able to do good enough work in order to convince, I would say, reasonable people about what happened in October 7. I would say that we are lacking enough capabilities in fighting in the social media space. And it was obvious to me immediately and to my partners that a few days after October 7, that we're going to establish a philanthropic foundation in our venture capital. It's something untypical, it's not common, but it was very important for us to make sure that we are able to bring and to allocate our technologies in the national and the international campaign that we should do in order to explain what happened in a better manner. Who are the right guys and who are the wrong guys in this scenario? And we are going to implement a security and a safety project with all the Israeli federations and I would say communities all over the world with technologies in our portfolio in order to make sure that they will be able to protect themselves in a better manner and also to fight antisemitism. So what you see here is that with the technology sector in Israel, with the high-tech sector in Israel, not only that we have to continue to be the locomotive of the industry and the recovery of the state of Israel, but we have to implement these technologies also outside Israel to make sure that our brothers and sisters in the diaspora will be better protected and will be able, together with us, to fight anti-Semitism.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your sponsorship and being with us in the International Conference of the Institute.
Thank you so much, Yaron. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.